Marie Lorenz is a well-known nautical artist led by her sense of adventure. Her newest quest started in Buffalo, New York. She's paddling down the Erie Canal all the way back to her home in New York City. Now that's about a 500-mile trip, and she's doing this in a rowboat she made herself. The boat is 20 feet long, it's slender, and it's made from tan-colored plywood and fiberglass. Along the way, she'll be documenting the trip with videos and photography. Those will be available for the public to view at the Everson Museum in Syracuse this fall. We were able to catch up with Lorenz just after her launch to chat about her trip.
Since we've been sitting here, there's been probably five kayakers have gone by and many pleasure boats. And so it's sort of a different, I don't know, proposition when we're in an area that there's many, many boaters. But in New York City, you know, I can be out in the water and not see a single person all day long. And so it's sort of a little unusual to be in a small boat in the New York City waterways. But here, I like the idea of connecting those two bodies of water and paddling from here all the way to New York City.
Her trip is a part of a project called Tide and Current Taxi. She started it back in 2005, traveling the urban waterways of New York City. She collects items she finds along the way, like bottles, containers, and litter, and then she turns them all into art. In one piece, she created a mandala-like structure using containers of all sorts. Water bottle, a plastic milk carton, a Gatorade bottle, and what looked like used to be a yellow mustard squeezy bottle. She carefully arranged the items and then she took a video. She says her artwork offers a unique perspective of waterways that are a part of everyday life.
I like the idea that you can be in these urban areas in a city area and really have a natural sort of experience that you would think of, like you would think of going to the Adirondacks to have this kind of experience, but actually you can have it like 10 minutes away in your urban environment too.
Lorenz is 43 and her travels sometimes aren't without peril. During a residency in Italy, she built a sailboat. It was a windy day when she took it out on the water. The boat ended up blowing out of the bay. It then capsized and somehow her life preserver became tangled.
So my neck was like hooked to the mast and the boat was capsizing upside down, like on top of me. And I realized that I was like bound. My life preserver was bound to the sinking boat.
Eventually, she was able to unhook herself from the mast and swam to shore. Flash forward to today, Lorenz has now started her 5-week trip down the Erie Canal at 15 miles per day. Folks can grab their watercrafts and join her on her travels by contacting the Everson Museum. She can also be followed virtually through her video posts on her website, tideandcurrenttaxi.org. Lorenz's other project, Ezekiah, can be viewed at the Albright Knox Art Gallery in Buffalo. That will be on display until September 11th. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.